Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You didn't think I could sing like this, did you?
But actually, that's Bing Crosby bringing us into our break. Of course, with Danny Boy, can't think of St. Patrick's Day without Danny Boy.
That's true. I love Danny Boy. I'm Dave. You're Joseph. You're Trish. Eric behind the glass.
And you're our listeners.
And you are listeners, but listen up to Alexander's All Care Automotive. This segment brought to you by the great Alexander. Hey, the great Alexander sounds like a king, right?
As long as he's not Alexander the Great.
Okay, but he is great, and All Care Automotive, definitely call him at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave said hi. And Bing Crosby brings us into On the Road with Bob Hope.
No, not quite. But Bing Crosby is a great singer, and so is our next guest, another great singer who is calling us from the airport right now, Keith Harkin from Celtic Thunder. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And I understand you're about to get on a plane because you're going on tour, right?
That's correct. I am playing tonight in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and then I am playing in the next few days, one show in Philadelphia, one show in Dallas, one show in Atlanta. So just a quick tour around America, just a small one.
Oh, wow, you travel more than Donald Trump.
Yeah, I do. I don't get paid as much, though.
but you know what? Something that is really also exciting is you just had a CD released yesterday. Is it your second or third solo?
This is my second album. Yeah, we're really happy with the way it turned out. It's number one in world music on Amazon. It's number two on the singer-songwriter chart on iTunes. Number three on the overall on Barnes & Noble on the top 100. So I'm pretty happy right now.
Wow. And of course, it's on Mercy Street is the title of the album, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's called On Mercy Street.
Now, I actually have a sample of Mercy Street that will play here in the background. Before Eric plays a little sample of it for us, any thoughts behind this song?
Yeah, just kind of, this song was fueled by the music industry today and all the good points and the majority of the bad points about it.
Kanye West?
Yeah, kind of. He always lights my fire. yeah, that's kind of a lot of that kind of thinking behind it.
Right. Let's hear a little bit of, go ahead and play some of that, Eric, and we'll listen.
Out here on the speed dump dog track once more. Out here soul searching, knocking down doors. Well, Mission Street, it sure beats a door and it fills the bullet holes. I'm not out here glory hunting. I'm not using mind control. When I need you more than ever, I'm crying for your help. Help me, please.
Wow, that's just a great song. Continue to play it here in the background, Eric, while we continue our conversation with Keith. So, tell us any more thoughts on the album itself, any songs that we should specially look for?
Well, I mean, the way the album was recorded was we done everything live in the one room, recorded at the one time. We recorded nothing to a click, which the majority of music isn't done like that today. I wanted to record it the same way you've seen all the old guys back in the day, like the Beatles recorded. Or Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Neil Young. They were all in the one room playing the music together, and that was the vibe that they got on the record, and that's what I try to achieve on every song that's on this record. Some of the standout songs for me are Risk of Fall, Mercy, First Time. I mean, I wrote all the songs on it, so I'm pretty proud of them all.
Excellent. You know, and my one of my favorites on the album is the bonus track. I know you didn't write it, but your version of Auld Lang Syne is just beautiful.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a really pretty song, that song. And Auld Lang Syne is traditionally sang on New Year's Eve. And I always think it's like one of those flowers that bloom once a year and everybody gets to see it for like a minute. And then they forget about it. But I think it's a really pretty song. And so I decided to slow it down and let everybody hear what actually is said in it.
Yeah. Now,
and I have to just tell you that just your speaking voice is so beautiful, as well as your singing voice. I'm just like, I could listen to you all day long.
And through the night.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Hey.
And you've got, you know, wonderful fans out there as well. We want to give a shout out to them. Don't they have a special name for them? Are they?
The Harkin Army.
Harkin Army.
Oh, that is a cool deal. That is
the Harkin Army. Yeah, the hashtag Harkin Army. My fans are, I mean, everybody says about their fans. Fans are killer. They help me to no end, and I'm so chuffed to have people who believe in me so much. And no matter what I do, they always support all my moves, and I really couldn't do it without them, and that's the truth.
That is really cool. Now, I have some good news. One of us lives in San Diego. You're going to be there March 23rd at the Music Box, right?
That is correct.
That is cool. And not only...
Also on that night, I am joined by the one and only Jack Tempshin. And Jack is the Eagles songwriter. So Jack wrote Peace, Sweet Feeling. He wrote Already Gone. So Jack's going to open up for me, and then we may do a few together as well.
That is really cool. And
I think I have to come see you.
And
do you?
Now
Definitely.
You know who lives in San Diego.
Exactly.
Well, I've had to call in many times for the show from the airport myself because of delays and whatever. But yeah, so definitely I will plan on coming to see you on the 23rd.
And let me know.
Oh, definitely.
And March 24th, it looks like, I don't know if this is in chronological order, but the Comedy and Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, which is... not too far from San Diego, more closer to L.A., though. So talk about that, too.
Yeah, that's an awesome little spot. I've played there before. Even though it's a comedy lounge, they have like a music room off to the back. And it's like a small 110-seater. It's a super cool venue. I've played there a few times. I'm just kind of doing sporadic shows around the next month. So in the next few days, we're playing here. We played Hotel Cafe this week, playing Oregon, Dallas, Atlanta, Philly. And then next month, I'm doing like, also flying to all these shows. So I'm doing like Oregon again, we're doing Florida, we are doing Indianapolis. So we're kind of everywhere. There's no real rhyme or reason to this tour, but I'm playing everywhere over the next 2 months. So just keep your eyes peeled on the website for the dates, and that's the way to do it.
Now, have you been to Phoenix lately? Has the tour come here?
Yeah, I have. I played in Phoenix. I played the Hard Rock Cafe just like a few days before Christmas last year, like the 21st of December, maybe. 20th of December last year. I played there with my entire band. I had a crew, and I played with a full band there last time.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know, go ahead. Sorry.
My fiance is actually from Phoenix.
Nice.
So all her family were actually here last night. We had a party last night for the album launch.
Oh, that's
amazing.
And
there was lots of people from Phoenix there, so I'm sort of a Phoenix person through default.
Yeah, and we love Celtic Thunder, you know, because last year we had on Damian McGinty. What a wonderful young man that is as well, right?
Yeah, I know Damian very well. I cleaned Damian's diapers from when he was 14. You know, I showed him probably a lot of things that I shouldn't have. Damian was on the road with us since he was a kid, and he's also from my hometown, so I was the guy who was sadly stuck with Damien every time I had to go to the airport.
You don't look much older than he is.
No, I am, sadly.
not sadly at all, because, I mean, you've got a great voice, both singing voice and speaking voice. And if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with Keith Harkin, singer, songwriter, also with Celtic Thunder. And Keith, what are your plans for St. Patrick's Day? Do you guys have a concert that night, or will you be doing anything?
You know what? I want to tell you the typical Irish story that I'm hanging out with my friends and getting drunk. But sadly, I am playing an online show. It's a state. Well, not sadly, but I'm doing a show late on the 16th. And then I fly at like 4 a.m. in the morning to get to Dallas, where I'm on television the next morning. So St. Patrick's Day for me this year is going to be a fly day.
It's an online show? We'd be able to see that? Or?
Yeah, anyone can watch it. So it's a company called StageIt.com. And you can watch me from your living room.
Wow.
So for $11, you can pay it $11, and then you watch the entire show online. It's a completely live show. And
so it's like internet pay-per-view.
China, it's like Skype, only you pay like a small fee, and it kind of gives me enough to pay my players and pay the people who run the website and yada, yada. But yeah, it's awesome. Wow. I mean, the last time I done it, I think over 600 people tuned in. So if you could imagine doing a show with 600 people, it's a fantastic platform, which is happening on the 16th, and I've been doing it from Philadelphia with my guitar player Dave Beggy.
Wow, wow, that's great. And of course, we can follow you on Facebook and in Twitter. Can give us some of that information, of course, if we want to be part of the Harkin Army.
If you want to be part of the Harkin Army, or you just want to follow me, yeah, you can just go to keithharkin.com is my website. You can go to my Facebook, just Keith Harkin, Instagram's Keith Harkin, Twitter's Keith Harkin. All those things are all there. I'm pretty good on there. I always put up lots and lots of different info and pics and videos of probably more than probably what I should. My friends hate me for it, but what can I do?
No, that's great. Well, you know,
but the Harkin Army loves you for it.
Yeah, we feel like we're part of your extended family.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. And so again,
well,
thank you.
I'm excited. I get to go see him in San Diego.
I know. That's really neat.
I'm going to make a plan. I had no idea.
Well, we'll be in touch, Keith. Again, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Best of luck with the entire tour and with the release. I know it's doing great already, but again, the album is called On Mercy Street. Keith Harkin, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. All the best. Have a good St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
Thank
you too.
You too. Fly safe.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, this is the Dropkick Murphys bringing us into our break with I'm Shipping Up to Boston. That was some enthusiasm there. But from The Departed. Oh, I do this every year.
That was a great movie.
Let's see if because Dave, I know, is not going to get it. But Trisha, I'm not a cop. Are you a cop?
I got that. That's
I'm not a cop. Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And I got it.
The little exchange. And, of course, Academy Award winner Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's awesome. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KZHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.